it is time for Talking Books. We are joined this hour, as we are always joined at this time of the morning, by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is their website. Also, ChapelHillArts.org. She heads up Community Arts and Culture, too. Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fit as a fiddle. How are you?
I'm great. I don't know if I'm fit as a fiddle, but, you know.
I was trying for, like, the most cliche thing I could think of to say, which doesn't actually belie my, like, portray my state of mind.
Right.
I'm just
yes.
saying, I love a three-day weekend. Labor Day is great.
It's nice.
But yesterday was, like, that weird Monday, Tuesday. And I'm like,
right.
Is today Thursday? No, it's Wednesday.
Because
I'm on the radio. I don't know these short weeks. I'm trying to comprehend the change from August to September. I'm struggling, Aaron.
It's a lot.
I'm actually not fit as a fiddle.
As are we all, I think. Last week was rough. This week is short, which feels long. Like
exactly. The short, long week.
The short, long week is bad. It's hot. It's sunny. It's even hotter than it should be.
Yeah.
We're all going through things.
And it was
fine.
Kind of an obstacle course getting here this morning because I came down my usual way
right.
over Willow and it's closed off. And then I had to park over there and walk through the mall. But it was nice because there's all these pleasant walkers in the mall in the morning. And to a person, they're all like, hey, hello, good morning.
How's it going? Yeah.
It's kind of like the Truman Show. Like, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I was like, same to you.
Have
great.
You tried this product?
Exactly.
Except without the products, I assume.
Right.
Yeah. So what's up at the library?
You know, all the things. I had some really good meetings yesterday, which I'll share more in the coming weeks. But we have some really great fall stuff coming up. So
nice.
Breaking news. I'm going to share it here first.
Ooh.
We are not doing our banned books trading cards this year.
Okay.
It's a beloved project. We were having a lot of repeat winners. And we thought, the staff thought this year with everything that's happening, we needed to change things up and take a bit more of a call to action activist approach.
Okay.
So I got a sneak peek at our banned books week programming. It's going to be awesome.
Mm.
Then we have an exhibit coming up in mid-October through November called it's called Old Dishes, New Dreams, which is a project that's been happening for a couple years, but it's all about immigrant and refugee foodways in Chapel Hill. So during COVID, our staff went and videotaped and interviewed all of these cooks, home chefs, and so that exhibit's coming. And another breaking news story.
Ooh.
Feels early, but I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Go for it.
Also starting to plan for winter reading. Book Bingo is coming back, baby.
Book Bingo!
And it's going to be super cool. So yesterday was a day full of things I can't quite share yet, but my team does such good work, and they're showing me these things, and I'm just like, I cannot wait for all of this to happen. It's going to be a great fall.
Awesome. Again, speak with Susan Brown, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library. We are talking books, so let's talk books. Labor Day was 2 days ago, so how about books about working and labor and the job world and stuff like that?
The job world and stuff like
that. The job world and stuff like that.
So I have a college freshman and a high school sophomore, and we often talk about what they need to get ready for just that, the job world and stuff like that.
Yes.
So the first book that came to mind is one that I love to recommend. It's been out for, gosh, maybe 15 years or more now.
Okay.
It came out in 07. So what's that? That's math.
16 years.
I haven't read it in a while, but I think that it will hold up. It's an author named Joshua Ferris's first book. It's called Then We Came to an End.
Okay.
And it is a brilliant satire of, like, the modern office culture. So if you like The Office, this is sort of a literary take on that. It's really funny. It's set in a Chicago ad agency, and it's got all of the sort of characters that you might think of, but it's really, really well done. And what I love about it is the time that I read it, it's got such great, like, turns of phrase in it that all of my friends and I that read it at the time when we were sort of like, you know, early career office workers, we used all of those phrases.
Nice.
Like, we could apply everything in this book to our daily lives. So Then We Came to the End by Joshua Ferris. I don't think it's been turned into a TV series yet. It really should.
It should. I feel like you've talked about this before because I remember like that title and like being interested in the book, and it like fell off of my
to-do
list.
You would love it.
I'm going to have to check this out. All right. Okay. So my recommendation, I'll go back a little bit further. I think this came out in the 90s because I read it in like early grad school. So this would have been like late 90s, early 2000s. Nickel and Dimed by Barbara Ehrenreich.
Oh, yeah.
Who I think recently passed away, but not before writing just a ton of great and very powerfully influential books. This one's my favorite of hers. It's where she... Like, she's a creative nonfiction writer and just writes like fiction, just incredibly engaging, fun, funny, also harrowing, inspiring, thought-provoking, insightful. And Nickel and Dimed is the one where she goes and she gets jobs doing, like, very, like, low-paying, low-level, a lot of menial work. She has a chapter where she works for, like, a Molly Maid's kind of place, like, a cleaning service, one where she works at a restaurant chain that may or may not rhyme with Jenny's, but she never actually says it out loud, but
that's
you can start to kind of get the sense.
I forgot about that, yeah.
And a couple of others, but it's a really fascinating glimpse if you've never had the experience into what it is like to work in those positions, what you encounter, the interactions you have with other people, and how you have to live if you want to make ends meet on that money. It gets a little bit elitist. I remember this one chapter where she was like, I have to cook on a hot pot and I can't put a bay leaf in my soup. It's like, all right, you can get away without
Barb.
The bay leaf in your soup. But really, really fascinating book and incredibly insightful. So if you haven't read it yet, do it. Nickel and Dimed.
Okay, I've got one more.
Go for it.
So one of the books that I trace to how, like, helps explain how I got into libraries and especially, like, local government and all of the different jobs that go into making a town work, I'm going to shout out Richard Scarry's What Do People Do All Day?
Ooh, yeah.
I love that book.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I was obsessed with it, right? So you see what the post office does and the police station, and there's a bookstore, and there might be a library, and like the barber shop, and it's like all the different things and all the different jobs and places that make a town great. So
nice.
What Do People Do All Day popped into my head as well.
I love it. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Go there and find out more books about the job world and all that stuff, and a whole lot more recommendations from the library staff. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.